Ellen Baumgarten prepared Wisconsin Health Market Review. That report says HMO growth in the state has mainly been due to large state contracts to provide badger care. But the state's largest HMO has ended its contract for Southeast Wisconsin. Baumgarten says Medicaid used to be quite profitable for HMOs. That's changed as the state reduced what it pays for health services under the program.
The state has been pressing hard on the payment rates and has made specific reductions in payment rates in the last 2 years. So I think the state maybe went a little bit too far in terms of trying to save dollars in the Medicaid budget by reducing rates.
The report predicts two significant health trends for 2013. The first will be more mergers of hospitals. The second trend will be continued capital investment by hospitals. Even though the population is not growing, and people are using the hospital less often.
So it's a good question about how much capital investment continues to be needed. Obviously, a good part of the new investment is in ambulatory centers, in outpatient care, but still, hospitals are still building new inpatient beds at a time when the use of those beds has been declining.
The report says on average about 62% of Wisconsin's hospital beds are being used. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.